Welcome to the Property Investors Podcast. My name is Russell Leeds.
And I'm Anna Leeds. And today we're going to take a look at, does serviced accommodation work everywhere?
Very interesting topic.
It is.
Very, very apt, actually.
It certainly is. We have literally just come back from one of our properties that we are going to change from. We've been renting it out. It's one we did. It was actually a BRR we did that we made three apartments. We've always just let them out on a buy-to-let basis. But we've decided to do one. It became empty and we thought, shall we give serviced accommodation a go?
Well, we actually gave it a go 6 years ago.
And it wasn't all that good, was it?
It didn't work. There wasn't the market for it. And we've rented it out on ASTs for 6 years.
Yeah.
And now it's like, shall we give it another try? And I suppose really the question is for this podcast, anyone that's watching it, if you've already got a buy to let and you're thinking, should I rent it out as service accommodation? Will I make a lot more money if I rent it out as service accommodation? Is it worth giving it a risk or not? Or does it depend?
Yeah. It's a tricky one. I reckon it depends. I don't think serviced accommodation does work.
Do you know what?
Everywhere.
It's funny. I've actually been quite surprised by certain properties. So, do you know? So, the family home that I grew up in was in Warsaw in Pelsall.
This one shocks me. Yeah.
Yeah. It does, doesn't it?
I'm baffled that works.
Right. So, it's like a decent house. It's a house, it's in a village.
But
so
a very decent house for the area as well, a bit out there for the area.
Yeah, it's probably the nicest house on the road.
Yeah, if not in the whole village.
Which is kind of the opposite of what you normally want to do when you're buying a property. Normally you want
you would never have bought it for that purpose, would you? You'd never go, oh, I fancy an SA. I know where I'm going to go. Warsaw. I'm going to buy the fanciest house in the area.
But not just Warsaw. I'm going to choose a little village.
Yeah.
15 minutes outside of Warsaw.
So it's Warsaw not practical.
Yeah.
And buy the nicest house. And see if that works. You'd never do that, would you?
You wouldn't.
It makes sense.
You wouldn't.
For some reason, it is doing ridiculously well, isn't it?
As service accommodation.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing is the market that they've got is contractors.
Yeah.
And so the reason this works is because it's a big house. It's like got four bedrooms. Contractors of like eight people are renting it. Twin beds in. So from their point of view, it's the equivalent of four hotel rooms and they got a kitchen and all this sort of stuff, you know, like living area.
I actually think it's five.
Is it five bedrooms?
Because the room over the garage.
They rent that as a bedroom as well, do they? Okay, cool. Yeah, so it was when I lived there as a child, it was a four bed plus office, I suppose. Yeah, but yeah.
But they've done the office because obviously contractors, I think because it's now gone that way.
They don't need an office.
Yeah. Or an SA doesn't, does it really, a big massive hat like...
No, although I do think having a desk works.
A desk, yeah, but I feel like an office is a bit next level, isn't it? It's a bit unnecessary.
But it depends on your market, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right? So contractors, let's say a contractor is willing to pay £50 a night per person or £45 a night per person. £40 a night per person, whatever it is. Let's say it's 40. So they're prepared to pay 40 times two, that's £80 a room, plus if you've got five rooms... Yeah. £80, £300. If you're renting it for £250 a night, you know, suddenly it becomes really good. From everyone's point of view, from their point of view, it's decent. They're paying only £40 a night for the contractor. From your point of view, you're getting £300 or whatever it is what would it be? What's 80 times five?
Oh, no, you're putting us on the spot now.
It's 400, isn't it? It's £400.
Yeah.
Right, I don't know the exact figures of what they get for this, but I know it's working really well.
And the other thing is, for contractors, they tend to do long stays.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they've had some where it's like, oh, they're in for
two months,
which is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, but what a random place to have an SA, a random house. It would never normally fit the criteria and it's doing really well.
No, it's just wrong in every way.
Yeah.
But it works.
And I thought that of one we've got, I would have never thought... I'm dubious to say it now because it's such a good area and I don't want everyone to nab it.
No, go on.
I'm really shocked. Our Litchfield one does so well because when we bought that for mixed purposes and we thought, if it does all right as SA, that will do us. And that does ridiculously well. What is the rate we get on that for occupancy?
Occupancy, our average last year was 86%.
Yeah, which is good going. I mean, to get 100% is almost unrealistic.
We're never going to get 100% because the way we do the stays. So we do a two-night minimum. But the problem with doing a two-night minimum is if someone books 2 days and then there's a day gap and
yeah,
someone else books 2 days.
No one can book it anyway.
No one can book the middle.
So I think 86%. And when we got that and I thought, oh, yeah, when we're not there, we'll rent it out a bit. Oh, but it's one of, there's not that many in the area. And like,
do you know what that is though? See, I knew that one would work because it ticks the boxes. The only thing I would agree with you on is Lichfield. It's not exactly the most popping city in the world.
No, it's a beautiful city.
Yeah.
But it's not like, what are you going to see? The cathedral, like, or a park.
But we were kind of the guinea pig for Lichfield because when we started renting that out, and you're right, we took a bit of a gamble on it because there was no one else.
No, there was none in
there. There is now.
There is, yeah.
There is now. And what they've done is what I'm going to tell you guys to do. Like when we did Market Drayton 6 years ago, there was no one renting out SAs in Market Drayton.
Yeah.
Now, and it didn't work. Now, there is. So when I'm looking on, we use a website called Property Market Intel.
Yeah.
You go on Property Market Intel, it will show you all the serviced accommodation properties in the area. It shows you their average nightly rate. It shows you their occupancy rate. And it gets that information. I think it's from AirDNA, which is, does a similar thing. The only thing that I was never sure about with AirDNA is in the past, when I've looked at it, it only shows you data from Airbnb and Vrbo, not from like booking.com. Okay. And if you look at our property in Lichfield, for example, I would say, 80%? 70%, a high portion of bookings come from booking.com.
Oh, yeah.
So I always thought, well, if it's AirDNA, it's not looking at booking.com. It doesn't really know what it's talking about because the vast majority of bookings don't come through. However, when I checked on Property Market Intel, I was looking at my different properties, the ones in Cambridge, ones in Lichfield, Birmingham. It was like, it got it correct.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how has it done that? How does it know? I'm wondering if, because we obviously use a channel manager, Airbnb knows when it's booked out because you block it off in their calendar. So even though the booking hasn't gone through Airbnb, the Airbnb calendar will show that it's booked out.
Yeah, I think
so
that
I'm wondering
might.
If it's like, oh yeah, if it knows. If
yeah, because we checked, because I had people say to me, oh, I don't think that's accurate. But then every property we
all
own,
ones we checked,
they've got
pretty. Not spot on, but yeah, pretty accurate.
So you'd assume they've got. It is pretty accurate. It might not be absolute, but it gives you a very good indication of if it's a good area.
Yeah. So realistically, there's just two things that you need to, if you want to work out, is it going to work for SA? The best thing to do is to look, are other people doing it? And is it working?
Yeah.
Which you can break the mold. We broke the mold with Lichfield. The reason we did that was because we weren't bothered if it didn't work because we wanted we wanted somewhere to stay ourselves when we were up there because we were up there all the time. Less so now, actually, but when we bought it, we were there all the time, wanted somewhere to stay, and we thought, when we're not there, we'll whack it on Airbnb.
But ironically now, it's so good as SA.
We can never stay.
We can never stay, and we actually end up in hotels when we go up.
Or like last night.
Not last night, yeah.
I know, yeah. So so when we do go up now, it's fully booked, annoyingly. But yeah, so we didn't mind, though. And I think if you don't mind, I would always take a chance. See, Pelsall, where my mom's property is, I haven't looked, actually. It'd be interesting to have a look at Property Market Intel and see what they think of Pelsall. But surely Pelsall sucks.
Yeah. Like, I can't imagine there's any other SAs there.
No.
Surely.
It's got to suck. It's got to be rubbish. But it's not, for whatever reason. Yeah. Surely it sucks. But they took a chance because they already owned it. What's the harm?
Yeah, giving
Let's
it a go.
Try it, you know, and see how it goes. And I'd always say, if you've got a property and your tenant moves out, which is what we were doing yesterday, we got these three flats, Market Drayton, tenant's just moved out.
Yeah.
It's void for the first time in ages. It's like,
yeah.
I know we tried it 5-6 years ago. It didn't work. Maybe it'll work now. It's worth giving it a try. What have you got to lose?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing really.
Furniture.
Yeah, but that's it. It literally is furnishings, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I think it's definitely worth
giving it a crack.
Giving it a go.
I agree. But before you gave it a crack, because you know, you might still spend a grand on furniture and maybe a few months trying it. You want to do a little bit of research.
Yeah, of course.
So I would suggest two things. First thing is look at the nightly rate.
Yeah.
First thing. So what is What is the nightly rate? Now, you can do that pretty easily. Obviously, you can look at tools like Property Market Intel, but the best way is to look at comparables. Go onto Airbnb, go onto booking.com, and have a look and see, well, what are other people charging for similar type properties? If there are hotels in the area, it's always a good sign.
Yeah.
Because hotels, especially if it's a chain, like a Premier Inn or Travelodge, you know, they do their research.
Yeah. So if they're there, the chances are people are stopping in the area.
Yeah. They're not going to build a 200-bedroom hotel there for a laugh.
No.
Just to go, oh, it didn't work, did it? Oh, well. Oh, let's... It's a custom-built property. It's not like an SA. It's not like a normal house where you can just go, ah, well, just put on a buy-to-let then. You build a hotel, you're screwed if it doesn't work, right? So they're not going to do all that without...
Just decided there's not one of those anywhere in the area to Market Drayton.
In Market Drayton, no, there's unfortunately there's not one that's done the research
for
us.
We might put ourselves off.
We might. But have a look at what else is there. Now, I know Market Drayton, for example, there are other flats and stuff that are on there that are renting out for about £110 a night or something like that. So how much do you get for the rental? Well, it's about 800 quid for a flat, 800 quid a month, 750, something like that. You're probably looking at on a buy-to-let. So you've only got to do 8 nights.
Yeah.
And you've already collected the rent. Obviously, you've got other costs. You've got to pay your town manager. You've got to pay cleaners. You've got to pay the council tax. There are other stuff involved, but you've only got to get 7-8 nights, and that's the rental part covered, right? So that's the first thing. Check the nightly rates. If it's less than about 100 quid, I'm questioning whether it's worth it.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you've still got a lot of the same costs. You've still got to pay the cleaner. And suddenly it's like...
And it is more hassly than just having one sitting tenant.
Yeah.
Like, we spoke on a different podcast, you know, not loads of work, but you have got to keep in touch, you've got to keep on top of the cleaner. So if it's only going to work out the same, roughly, you might as well just have a good sitting tenant that you might not really hear from the property for 4 years and make the same amount of money.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we were talking about one of our properties that we've owned for like 15 years now, and I never ever hear from the tenant. I probably haven't spoken to him for years.
Yeah.
He just gets on. If he's got an issue, he'll let me know, but he doesn't have an issue. He's chill. I don't have a manager because it was sitting tenant when we bought it. It's just there paying the rent. Every time we go, he's looked after it. How you doing? No problems. So yeah, I mean, that compared to one of the SAs is chalk and cheese, right?
Yeah.
But it's also chalk and cheese, the money that you make.
Yeah.
But you're right. If you're only getting £50 a night, it's like, oh, is this actually worth it?
Yeah. I think there needs to be a margin.
I would say 100 quid.
Yeah.
You want to be getting 100 quid. But bear in mind, that's not necessarily for a hotel room because you're renting out an apartment, maybe two rooms. You're renting out a whole unit. So you will get more. If Premier Inn's charging 70 quid, how much could you charge for a kitchen? So you want to be looking at like for like.
Yeah.
But just the fact that Premier Inn is there gives you a good indication that there's demand for accommodation in the area.
Would you bear in mind things like big attractions being close?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you try, because obviously Market Drayton, a classic example where there's not a big attraction anywhere near. But
I wouldn't do it in Market Drayton. I would never go. Let's buy Market Drayton for service accommodation. The question is, if you've already got one, Would you rent it out? So yes, I'd bear it in mind. If I was buying specifically for service accommodation, I'd probably buy in Windsor.
Yeah, Windsor's a great one. Because I remember when the Lichfield one did well, I remember thinking that's so odd. Like, I'm not quite sure how many people just visit Lichfield regularly in the middle of January. Like, what are people doing there? And we looked into it a bit, didn't we, out of interest. And a big thing people came back with was... the Snow Dome.
Mm.
We're here to use the Snow Dome. And
cathedral.
I was like, the cathedral. And I was like, people do book for a few nights away to use big attractions. So if you did one by Alton Towers, any theme park, anything like that, you're always going to be on to a winner, aren't you?
You are. I mean, not always.
Do you not think?
Well, you say always. For example, in January, you're not going to be on for a winner.
That's true.
Because it's closed,
isn't it?
People
are doing in Lichfield in January. We'll have to do another survey. Yeah. What are they doing there then?
Well, you've got to remember, it's always going to help, isn't it? So if you've got stuff around, that you can't rely on that, which is where places like Bournemouth... So I know people that have got sort of service accommodations in Bournemouth, and they like break even in the winter. Like, if that, they might even lose money in the winter.
But then
they make a load of money in the summer because it's a seaside resort.
Yeah.
So I think when you're looking at your area, it's like, well, how consistent is it? You know, it might be brilliant in August, but if you've only got 3 months of the year that it works and the rest of the year it's empty, that sucks.
I'm just laughing to myself because I was about to say, we looked at buying one in Bournemouth, and then I thought, I say that every time, don't I?
Yeah.
We looked at buying one there. But we did consider, didn't we?
We really did
but
consider.
We really did
consider. We really did, almost as much as we considered Shepherd's Bush.
Yeah.
We're actually looking at, we look everywhere. But the reason that we wanted Bournemouth is because we like going to Bournemouth.
Yeah, we were trying to, after doing the Lichfield one and it working so well as like dual purpose, we thought, oh, we could just do this everywhere and have holiday / SAs everywhere that we could visit.
Yeah. I do think Bournemouth works. I just think that it breaks even in the winter. So if you're happy to break even.
So do you think then, because I've never actually thought about it until I'm about to say this, is it better to get an SA when it's like that? Because obviously it's going to be amazing seaside resorts in the summer. Do you think that they still make more overall than SAs elsewhere? Or do you think it's better to get SAs in cities where it's going to be a bit more consistent throughout the whole year?
Ultimately, it's what makes the most money annually.
Yeah.
So if you can charge four times as much in the winter months, for over 3 months, but for literally four times as much, that's like a year's worth of bookings in 3 months, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then whatever you make the rest of the time, it doesn't matter. It's all because that's where you make your money. It's like Alton Towers, like closed, aren't they? January and February,
yeah.
Right? But they don't care because they make all the money in the peak months.
Yeah.
So it depends on your business model. I personally would rather have somewhere that works all year round.
Yeah, because we've really only got city SAs, yeah, which work pretty much throughout the whole year. We've considered a seaside one, but never actually.
The problem with the seaside in England is the weather's too rubbish.
Yeah, like even the summer, it's not great. Even though you still probably have nearly full.
You make good money.
Because
overall, you do make good money.
People take the chance to still go in the summer, even if it is raining.
Yeah. But I suppose it complicates it a little bit if you're looking at somewhere like Bournemouth, because then what is your average nightly rate? Well, Lichfield, the average nightly rate is consistent throughout the whole year.
Yeah.
It drops a little bit in the winter and it goes up a little bit in the summer, £10-20 a night, but it's pretty consistent. If you're somewhere like Bournemouth, I bet it's not consistent. I don't know. I haven't got one there, but it's not going to be. So what you need to do is have a look at what's the average nightly rate, not just now. What is it across the different seasons?
Yeah.
Right? Because then the other place, if you had somewhere like near... Do you remember when we went to stay at the Formula One?
Yeah.
And we...
They are really odd, aren't they?
It was a grand a night. We couldn't get anywhere for that whole weekend. So we were like, it's only an hour and a half. Let's just drive home.
But I was going to say, that wasn't what I thought was odd about that. That makes sense that it was awful. The properties they had that they built there.
Oh, it was literally in the track.
But how do they work? Because you can't...
You have to buy them.
But why would you ever buy one there for the one once a year the F1's on?
Nah, because they do track days and stuff all the time, don't they?
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they've got loads of events on.
Because I just think, who would ever want to stop there unless the F1 was on?
Nah, they've got loads of stuff going on. It's just the F1 is the biggest thing.
Oh, I think that's what... I think you'd struggle to get many people stopping there.
The rest of the year? Well, what if you were doing a track day? You might make a weekend of it?
I don't know, it's a track day. It's a bit in the title,
all right, a track
isn't it?
Weekend.
You didn't say a track day / day in one of these really expensive £1,000 a night houses. It's a track day.
They are a bit odd. I do agree. But you clean up on the days where they had stuff on.
Yeah, but I don't know. Okay, different topic.
But yes, so you want to look at the nightly rate. And then the other thing you want to be looking at, and again, you want to look at it seasonally as well, but is the occupancy rate.
Yeah.
So how much, if you're charged, let's say your average rate was £100 a night, which we think market rating would be.
Yeah.
What's your occupancy rate? How often are you going to get that £100 a night? Because if it was 100% occupancy, that'd be 100 times 30 or 31 on some months. And you're looking at like £3,000.
Yeah.
But if it was only 50% occupancy, you're looking at £1,500. Suddenly it's like, oh, nowhere near as good.
What would you be your, if you were looking at the occupancy, the limit, what do you think it's got to at least be? Or it's...
So I think you should be expecting at least 70%.
Yeah.
And I think that when you work out the figures, 50% should be break even.
Okay.
So if you work it out and at 50% you're losing money, I would not do it.
Yeah.
Because you want that profit there. If 50% is break even and you expect to get 70%, 80%, 90%, anything above 70%, then I would say that's quite a good deal. And then that 20% you're making there is the... is the difference.
Yeah.
Because those extra few bookings make a massive difference. If you go from 70% occupancy to 80%,
yeah,
that is like huge, because most of the costs stay the same, but your profit, it's just cleaning, really.
Yeah.
Other than cleaning, your internet, your council tax, your bills, your rent, everything stays the same. It's almost all profit. So if you can creep up that occupancy rate, you're absolutely laughing.
Yeah.
And you're going to do that by standing out, good reviews, good descriptions, good photographs.
And to be fair, now we've looked back into it, the market rate and property we've got does tick those boxes. If when we look around and do comparables.
It does.
It does. So it will be interesting to see, but it should actually be quite a good essay.
It should. I mean, it's a bad time to start.
Yeah.
Because it is the quietest time of the year. I don't know. Be very interested. I don't know who would stay there though.
No, that's what I was saying. There is no attraction. Is there? I mean, it's a beautiful little town.
Yeah, it's a lovely little town.
But it's very quiet.
It is quiet.
Unusually quiet. Well, it was when we were there today.
We were in the day on a Monday.
And I think we were the only people there. I think we saw one guy walk past, which is a bit odd for a town. I mean, it's got nice pubs, but yeah, you do wonder where these people are coming from and what they're there to do.
But ultimately, I've seen enough times where it's worked in places I didn't expect. And you go... But you've got to know who your market is.
Yeah.
You've got, and then cater to them. So if your market is contractors, cater to contractors. If your market is tourists, cater to like Bournemouth, cater to the tourists. And look, you know, have a think about what they are. And the best way to do that is to look at what other people are doing.
And we did notice actually, when we looked at Market Drayton, quite a few of them don't do short lets, do we? So they must be.
Yeah, a lot of them are like 30 nights plus or a week
so
plus.
So they're obviously contractors.
Longer term contractors. It probably is contractors, isn't it?
And then we might go along the same route and think, okay, we're going to end up putting contractors in.
Yeah,
people
exactly.
aren't coming on holiday here.
No, no one's going to go on holiday to Pelsall.
No.
But they might have some contracting work in Walsall or Birmingham and need somewhere where they can all go and stay just within 20 minutes, half an hour of where their work is.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. All right, guys. Well, I'd be very interested actually to know from you if you've had any properties that you've rented out as SA. Did it work? Did it not work? What areas have worked for you? What areas have not worked for you? It'd be really interesting to know. But thanks ever so much for watching. I've been Russell Leeds.
And I'm Anna Leeds.
And we'll see you next week.